This past Sunday, the White House released an ad campaign to address sexual assault on college campuses. It uses celebrities to promote speaking up if you suspect a sexual assault is in the works.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
But even with renewed awareness efforts, sexual assault remains the most underreported crime in the United States. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports on how Wyoming is no exception.
Erin Valenti is 21. She just finished her associate's degree at the Laramie County Community College in Albany County.
So this is my home.
Where's Tutu?
Tulip.
Tulip, or Tutu, is her kitten.
She'll just, like, go through these spurts of running where she'll just run and jump. But she also cuddles me, like, all night long. But she's been the best decision I ever made.
Valenti bought Tulip a few months ago, and she isn't just a new pet. She's helping Valenti heal. 6 months ago, Erin Valenti was part of a bachelorette party hitting the town in Laramie. At the end of the night, she says she ended up at a house with a group of people, including a man she had just met that night.
Basically, my perpetrator blackmailed me into going back to his apartment.
At his apartment, Valenti says the acquaintance held a gun to her head and raped her. After getting home the next morning, she reported the incident to the police. According to the National Crime Victimization Survey, about 65% of sexual assaults are never reported. Wyoming saw 136 reports of forcible rapes last year. If we apply national statistics to that number, it means between 300 and 600 cases of rape went unreported in the state. Valenti pursued a criminal case against her alleged attacker. He was charged with four offenses, including kidnapping, rape in the first degree, and aggravated burglary. Prosecutors pointed out to Valenti that it might be difficult to get a conviction on a rape charge, so they negotiated a guilty plea on the burglary charge. The alleged attacker is now facing 5 to 25 years in prison. Becca Fisher is the director of the Albany County Safe Project, a nonprofit organization aimed at aiding survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. She says getting convictions has been tough.
We haven't in our community had a ton of success in prosecuting these cases. It's just that these cases are often, you know, basically he said, she said, and so they can be challenging to prosecute.
In fact, only about 3% of rape cases ever lead to any prison time being served.
And I do think that that's a deterrent to reporting in the first place, is a lot of survivors don't feel that they're gonna get justice necessarily from participating in that process.
Valenti says she got half justice.
You know, this aggravated burglary is a serious felony, but it makes me so angry because he didn't have to take responsibility for what he did to me. You know, to me, it wasn't about the fact that he stole a gun, it's the fact that he raped me.
Valenti is part of the most vulnerable population for these assaults. The National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey shows that nearly 80% of female rape victims are assaulted before the age of 25. Between Laramie County Community College and the University of Wyoming, Laramie has one of the largest populations of young people in the state. Prevention and awareness efforts concerning sexual assault for young adults are increasing here, including the university's Stop Violence program. But despite their growing efforts, reporting rates remain low. Megan Selheim heads the Stop Violence program. She applauds the White House's new It's On Us campaign, which released a video last week that had celebrities promoting bystander intervention. Essentially, if you see something, say something. But
I think a video alone is not going to be enough. And that's why we're continuing to build more interactive and skill-building opportunities for students to get the information that they need.
And Selheim says that survivors like Erin Valenti, who choose to come forward, could help show Wyomingites that sexual assault does happen here. But Valenti says telling her story can be difficult.
I get flashbacks. I feel the gun on the back of my head all the time. There's always this dark pressure right there. I hear his voice.
Valenti says she's taking healing one day at a time.
And that starts with the little things, from my kitty to it becoming fall. But it's hard, and I know that it's going to take a really long time for that trust for humanity to come back.
In the meantime, Valenti is advocating for better protections for future victims of sexual assault. She testified in front of Wyoming's Joint Judiciary Committee earlier in September, and it agreed to support a bill to make it easier for sexual assault victims to get restraining orders against their alleged attackers. The full legislature will consider the measure in January. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard.